Tosfos and Shabbos discusses a machlokes for Rabbeinu Tam whether regarding the mitzvah halachas near Shabbos, bearer of Shabbos, well, let's say you have lights on. So could I just leave the lights on or do I have to shut them off l'shem Shabbos? So it seems to be two days in the Bali Tosfos, because what's the nekuda? Because let's say you have a mitzvah to clean your house. So let's say it happens to be someone came and cleaned your house. So I have to go ahead and clean it again? No, it's just a result-oriented. So that's the shiloh by Hadlakas Nir. It's the fact that I need light, or I do have to do a maisa, hadlaka. So that's 2 days in Tosis. The Ramah seems to go with that opinion that we shut off the light and we have to turn it back on. So we know we make a bracha l'halak near Shabbos, some make a kavod Shabbos, whatever, different, based on the Yushami, different text of the bracha. But where is the source of this bracha? So someone will point out, perhaps the source of a bracha, we don't find it in the Gemara, is that this is near Shabbos Chova, so we know Mayim Akronim Chova. The question is, do you make a bracha on it or not? So what's the source of making a bracha? So I want to say it goes back to a Tshuvas HaGaonim. Because why? It had to do with the Karaite. Right? The Magen Avraham quotes from the Baal HaMor has a famous discussion about eating hot food on Shabbos. So even the Karaite, so Losevar Leish B'chol Moshe Osechem Yom HaShabbos, they said you can't have lights on in your house at all on Shabbos. So the question is, they say you can't have lights on Shabbat, but they warmed up food on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, you see, so even the Karaites could have warm food Friday night, but the Raya would be the Baal HaMor says Shabbos morning. Whoever eats cold food is a Vachoshet, is a Karaite, because that's the meaning of Cholin, hot water, soup, whatever you're going to eat. So that's the, against the Karaites, we eat hot water. And also we find by Mila, the Rambam writes, Nagu, not to use a scissor, which would make more sense. Why? Because that was a minig also against the Karaites that they used the scissor. Not bigger than you could use the scissor, but we dafka go ahead and use a knife, so against the Karaites. Or we have by Kedushe Kesev, which is only Torah Shabbat Peh, Divrei Sofrim, according to the Rambam, we dafka do the Kedushin against the Karaites. They don't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh. So we have by Mila. We have by the Mila knife, we have by the Cholent, and we have some other places. So that's what the Gaonim say here. We dafka go ahead and leave lights on. We dafka go ahead and have hot food because to show against the carrots. And not only do we actually light the candle, but we say Hadlakas Ner is a mitzvah, not just a chov, it's a mitzvah, and therefore we make a bracha on it. We dafka make a bracha on Hadlakas Ner Erev Shabbos to show that Hadlakas Ner is a bracha, is a mitzvah, and not just like the other parts of Kavod Shabbos. And another example of doing something bedafka against the Karaite. So we have Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, we have the Baal HaMor by the Cholent, we have the Rambam by Kiddushe Kesef, because that's the Divrei Sofrim. It's not like Shtar, which is Minat Torah. We don't know when does Kiddushe Bia. And then the Rambam, even though one can use a knife, one can use a scissor, but Nagu Ko Yitzo to use a knife, Dafka against the Karaite. So we do many things. Obviously, they're mutter to do as well. But specifically, we Dafka have, it's a mitzvah to have hot food anyway. Even though we could do Mila differently, we go ahead and use a knife. And by Hadlakas Ner, so not only are we against Losevaru Eish, that you can't sit in a room that has light, and we go as far, we even make the bracha from the Gaonim. So we go ahead and make a bracha on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos to show that we are in Karaites. That's why I think it was interesting. At one point, I think Rav Melech Schachter said over that, at one point, like when the Jews were in New York, the poor Jews were Orthodox, and the wealthy Jews were non-Orthodox. So it used to be they had the lights on, because they could turn them on and turn it off, and the Jews were sitting in the dark because they couldn't afford it. But either way, so we paskin, we do make a bracha l'halig nail shel Shabbos, or whether the source is in the Kara tonight, that the sun bring down, the source goes back to a tshuvas agonim, and that's where we go ahead and we make a bracha to show we are in Karetz.